So a mate of mine worked in Panto just this past year. He told me this story. I think it's a great story. So yeah, what happened was basically there's a dwarf circle, right? The Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And the dwarves that were in the show were offended by the way they were built. And I can kind of see their point, right? Because they were billed as Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, featuring seven real live dwarves. Like these guys are fucking sea monkeys or something. You just add water and poof. But what they didn't take into account is there was a dwarf circuit and there was a history amongst these guys. And basically, on the very last night, the whole cast and crew went out and went on the piss and basically it kicked off. And the dwarves started punching shit out of each other. I know. So someone ran and got security. The bouncers ran in, saw the dwarves fighting, got themselves a drink, sat down and fucking watched. Because you would, wouldn't you? Bloody oath. I'd be tossing them weapons, getting out my mobile phone, pretending it was a remote control, going, I'm that one. Go, you fiery little munchkin. Fight for your lollipops. Fight for your lollipops. And as well, someone told me about the making of The Wizard of Oz, right? During the making of The Wizard of Oz, because it was the first time that they'd cast across the country, and it was the first time ever that there was that large a collection of midgets in one area. And basically, the biggest problem they had while shooting The Wizard of Oz was the midgets kept on getting drunk and fucking. Because they would, wouldn't they? You know, I mean, fucking spending all your life, where all the midgets turn up, there's midget flange everywhere. Tuck in, my daddy! And if you have a look in the credits of The Wizard of Oz, right, there is someone whose job description is, and I quote, midget wrangler. Come on, that is out of order. Let them drink and fuck, come on. You know, you're sitting there getting your first bit of midget pussy for years, right? Some guy walking up going, no. No. Bad midget. Bad midget. Someone get me a cold spoon. Holy fuck, look at the size of that. Dwarves have big cocks, don't even know. And a marvelous sense of rhythm. Okay, that one was wrong. Maybe it was irony. Let yourselves off. I get that on a different level. Mate of mine goes to fetish clubs and he told me the one predominant thing that you notice in fetish clubs is there's midgets and dwarves everywhere, right? And that makes a bit of sense to me, because they probably turn up to a fetish club and go, well, someone's got to be into us, come on. I'm little and I'm legal, tuck in. There's a funny thing about fetishes, right? Because some people feel that their sexuality makes them a victim. And I'm not so sure about that, okay? Because I believe that you are born either gay or straight. That's it. And there are hassles with being gay. Make no doubt about it. But everything else is a lifestyle choice. I'm sorry, but that's true. Because let's face it, if you discover that the only way you can get off is by getting electrodes attached to your nuts while a fucking lesbian slaps you in the face with cow udders, you had to try a whole bunch of shit before you got there. And you know, if we are going to be honest, let's face it, the chant at your marches will just take too long.